I just hit the mic. Mm-hmm. And also, I was trying to not swallow because I was like, they're going to hear a swallow noise.
But... I can usually edit all those out.
Okay, mind. Great, great.
All right, I'm going to turn this this way.
Uh-huh.
And
pray to the...
I'm going to pray to the pronunciation gods.
Mm, no, there's not I a didn't whole do lot that. Of... I did. I couldn't.
There's not
they
a whole
didn't bless
lot
me.
Of hard to pronounce words in here. And I did look up the one place. So
yeah,
I should be good.
Okay.
Hey, Kara.
Hey, Megan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery podcast.
This is Kara.
And this is Megan.
We should probably make an altar and Google what are the gods over words. And
oh, yeah.
Just
gods of words.
Give them cookies every day. What are they like? Dictionaries? Pages out of a thesaurus?
Just lay them at your feet.
Like every day, bring them
all of our mispronounced words. We should just like.
I'm going to go to Half Price up. Books and we're going to buy a really old thesaurus and. Put a page on it every day.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Let's make candles out.
That seems it's perfect.
Great.
I'm so excited. I have been all over Instagram and I got this magazine at the grocery store. Like I'm all in for like Halloween crafts. And
oh my
crafts.
Gosh. Yes.
I always am.
Mm-hmm.
I never really end up doing any of them, but I get really excited
thinking
about
them
it.
So much. Yeah. I was at Marshall's, Home Goods the other day. I had Sophie with me and I found this cookie stamp set and it's Halloween. Like the just the sugar cookies, you cut them out with stampers, and they're all Halloween. And Sophie said, "What are you going to do with those? You're going to leave that in that container for the next like 3 years." I said,
"Excuse me, Sophie.
Even if I do, that doesn't matter."
Yeah.
And then I got these little.
I will not be attacked.
No. What? And then I got these little pumpkin pie presses, and she said, "You're not going to use those either." I said, "But they're adorable, and I might."
Listen, Sophie.
Don't tell me what to do.
What is happening?
Don't tell
when me. Did she get this smart?
Exactly. Don't tell me what to do with my fall festive.
Wait till you're a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
And you want to buy something.
But you want to wander
and then
through.
Your daughter's like, you're never going to use those.
Even they, what are you going to do
it's
with
not
that?
About who's right. Okay.
I don't care if I'm frivolous. These purchases make me happy.
Fun. Yeah. Maybe I don't like them sitting in my drawer. And every time I open the drawer, I'm like,
I'm like, there it is.
Someday. It's like all the notebooks that I have over here.
Oh, same.
That are so pretty and never to be used.
Right.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing is ever good enough to put in those pages.
No. I have like 5 canvas totes from like our podcast stuff. And each one has like 3 notebooks in it. And people are like, what are you doing with these? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I might need them one
day. I like that though.
Yeah. And each one has a to-do list in it from months ago that I don't know.
Because once I write in them, they're ruined.
Ruined. So then you got to clearly, like cleanly rip that page out. You cannot leave marks that you know that there was a page in there before.
No.
We're the same.
Absolutely. No, I love it. Alrighty.
Somebody's going to message us and be like, I've diagnosed you and...
Don't tell us. We don't want to know.
We don't know.
So this story I have
A little side piece.
Someone... just sent it to us. Louise. Hello.
Hello
she
Louise.
Just sent this on Instagram. Name. I know. Maybe in the last week or two. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated. I'd never heard of it. And once I read it, I'm like, it's a good little story.
I probably should tell this.
Yeah. Again, it's a nice little mystery because no one dies.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Are you ready?
Somebody's moving their
yard
again.
What is it? Do you think?
It's
are they like, oh, are Megan and Kara recording the podcast?
I see that car out there.
Oh, it's time. Let's definitely get out the leaf blower and the lawnmower.
And my helicopter.
And the generator.
And
my
helicopter. And the president.
And let's just stand outside and scream as loud as we can.
I think he's at the Queen's funeral.
I think he is, so.
Did you?
We can't blame
did
him.
Did you watch it? Like, I didn't realize that they, like, showed them, like, being pulled into the bottom of the...
No, I didn't watch it.
No. Like, the casket just kind of disappeared into the building, and I was like, who else is buried here? Lots of kings and queens.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I really love...
Mm-hmm.
Royal gossip.
Yeah. Oh, like, gosh, yeah.
There's a website called Celibitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like C-E-L-E.
Yeah.
B-I-T-C-H-Y.
Yeah.
It's generally celebrity gossip, mm-hmm. but ever since things started getting real juicy, which would basically be when William and Kate, Catherine, whatever, when they were close to getting engaged is when it really started leaning in hard on the royal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it still has like celebrity gossip in general, but basically any royal gossip I want to know, it's there. I have no idea what it would be like to live with a country in a country that has a royal family.
No, that'd be wild.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This go. Actually takes place in England. So.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See how that all ties segues?
Maybe I'm a prophet.
100%.
100%.
Okay. Agatha Miller
was
born on September 15th, 1890, in the seaside town of Torquay, Devon.
It's
Devon.
One
or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In England.
Yep.
She was the youngest of 3 children, and she was much younger than her 2 older siblings, kind of like to the point that makes her seem like she was either surprised.
Oh, like the one I'm carrying at the moment.
I think even younger than she's.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Her dad was an American and he homeschooled Agatha, which was pretty unusual.
Right. Then.
Her mom was really great at storytelling and things like that. Oh. But she didn't want Agatha to learn to read until she was 8.
Huh.
And I don't know why 8 was the magic.
Yeah. Number. Why is that happening then?
I don't know. But it doesn't really matter because Agatha taught herself to read by the time
Matilda.
She was 5. Yeah. I also basically taught myself to read. I don't know if you know this. My first grade teacher was a friend of my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another parent of somebody else mm-hmm. who, because I could read so well in first grade.
Right.
It was back in the 80s when it's just so bizarre to think about now. But back then, people were like, her parents worked with her too much. They shouldn't have done that.
She needed time to play
outside. They should have taught her to read.
Yeah.
And my teacher was like, listen, I know her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom didn't teach her to read.
Yeah. She.
God taught her to read. Is she says. I don't know. I think I just memorized what words looked like.
Right.
That's how I'd learned to read. I just memorized what they looked like and then later figured out, you know. That's why I'm so great at pronouncing things. That's why
I'm really good at knowing how things sound.
Agatha was a really creative kid.
Okay.
Obviously, she enjoyed reading.
Right.
And she was really into like Louisa May Alcott, Little Women, and children's stories by Edith Nesbit, poetry, and American thrillers. And then when she was 11, her father died of a heart attack. I know. So it was kind of sudden.
And she was really close to him because he stayed with her.
So this was hard on her, obviously. She and her mother went from living this nice upper middle class life to one of poverty. This might have had an impact on Agatha's feelings about security and money later in her life, which we'll get to in a few minutes. So all that creativity and drive and love of reading came together as Agatha grew older, and you now know her as Agatha Christie. She is, I didn't know this, the best-selling novelist of all time.
Really?
She is only outsold by the Bible.
Jesus.
And, literally. And Shakespeare. And I'm like, well, of course. Shakespeare's got a few hundred years on her. Plus, he's like required by all the schools. Mm-hmm. And she's not. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to be more impressed with Agatha Christie. Yeah. She's best known for her 66 detective novels, 14 collections of short stories, and the longest running play in theater history, which I also didn't know. It's called The Mousetrap. It's a murder mystery that opened in London's West End in 1952, and it ran continuously until COVID hit in March 2020 when it was forced to stop, but then it reopened in May of 2021. It's a whodunit with a twist ending, and audience members are asked not to reveal the ending when they leave the theater, which I just love.
Oh, how cool is that?
Okay, so, but let's rewind a little bit to the time before Agatha becomes this super successful mystery writer.
Okay.
When she's 22-year-old Agatha Miller, and she attended a local dance. That's where she met Archie Christie, an aviator. And when World War I began in 1914... That's in the 1911s.
Yeah. In the 11s. Yeah.
He was
up to the 20s, yeah.
He was sent to France.
I like those times.
And Agatha worked as a voluntary aid detachment nurse in Torquay's Red Cross Hospital. So
she didn't go to Najira's, though.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Good.
They were married on Christmas Eve of that same year in 1914 when Archie came home on leave. And then he went back to the war. And so they didn't get to spend a lot of time together, obviously, because he's at war.
Yeah.
But they both experienced war life because she was also working.
Yeah.
So during this time, a bunch of Belgian refugees moved to
POWs,
Torquay. I'm telling you, isn't it weird how it's like kind of
got. Yeah.
But these aren't POWs. Right. They're just refugees. And it said that they were the inspiration for Agatha's most famous detective, Hercule Poirot.
Oh.
My mom loves him. She is like one of her favorite characters ever. Her older sister, Agatha's older sister, was also a published writer.
Okay.
And she was like, I bet that you can't write a good detective story. And Agatha's like, challenge accepted. And that's how Agatha wrote her first novel called The Mysterious Affair at Styles. It's all about Harry Styles and his affairs.
Affairs. Yes.
In January 1918, Archie is posted at the War Office in London. So the couple finally gets to move to London and live together. Mm-hmm. And Agatha felt like this is when her married life really got to begin because they got to actually be together all the time. The following year, that novel that she wrote was published. It's her first publication, or her first novel publication. And then she and Archie welcomed their first and only child, a baby girl named Rosalind.
So cute. At the end of her novel, did she say, oh, by the way, sis, kick rocks?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
It took a few years before she really began to make money off of writing. By 1926, she gets an impressive advance. And Agatha, Archie, and Rosalind moved to a new home in Berkshire, and she named the home Styles after that book, which I just love. Now, even though she was making pretty good money, mm-hmm. Agatha did not want to spend a lot of money. She wasn't comfortable just being free and loose with the finances.
Okay.
She insisted on living this careful, modest lifestyle. And this is where that whole thing that happened with her dad comes into play. I mean, she had had her whole world turned upside down when she was 11.
Yeah.
And it left her with some issues related to her dad's death and the sudden dramatic impact it had on her family's finances as a kid. There were some people who say that Agatha's wish to keep a tight rein on her money is what led to her marital issues.
Oh, no.
So, of course, Agatha is to blame for the fact that Archie begins having an affair with his 25-year-old secretary.
Mm.
It's all her fault, you see.
It's really
Archie is promiscuous. But a victim of Agatha's childhood trauma.
Right.
So the 25-year-old secretary, her name is, of course, Nancy.
Nancy.
Nancy Neal, actually. I should note, one article called her his secretary. Another article called her his golfing buddy and friend of the family. Maybe she's all of those things. Not sure. What we do know is that she is his girlfriend.
Okay.
Agatha is 36 years old at this time, which I would like to point out is still very young.
Right.
And very hot.
Right.
And very sexy.
See?
And it's fine. Just as good as any 25-year-old.
Second article.
I swear. Every time you say second, it makes me laugh. It's also like Agatha's way closer to that wonderful, magical age of 40 when you get to like level up in like supreme female goddess level.
Exactly.
So she's lucky.
Right.
1926 was a tough year for Agatha. Her mother died of bronchitis in April of that year, and they had been really close ever since her dad died.
Yeah, of course.
And a few months later, she learned of Archie's affair, and Archie asked for a divorce.
Oh, he did? He didn't try to kill her?
No, I mean, so that seems...
Right, wow.
I mean, helpful, right?
Yeah.
I guess we can give him credit for that.
Yeah, there's that.
On December 3rd, 1926, Agatha and Archie had a fight at their home.
Hmm.
Archie left... He would be gone the whole weekend, spending it with friends, including Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
After he leaves, Agatha packs a small suitcase for herself, and she also left. And she left Rosalind, who's about 7 at this point, with the maid. And she let the maid know, she's like, I won't be home tonight. The following morning, Agatha's car is found in some bushes along the side of the road, several miles away in Guildford, Surrey.
Hmm.
The car had been in an accident. According to the front page article in the Times, I'm assuming the London Times, the car was found with its two front tires overhanging a chalk pit.
Oh.
And it had apparently, like, the car had kind of run away. And the only thing that had kept the car from plunging into the pit was the row of bushes.
Okay.
The headlights were on. A suitcase and coat were in the back seat. And Agatha was nowhere to be seen.
She's her own mystery.
Mm-hmm. This was front page news immediately.
Of course, yeah.
A reward was offered for tips about Agatha's whereabouts, and all available police were mobilized. Everyone was looking for her.
Oh my gosh.
She wasn't like super famous Agatha Christie yet, but she was a well-known mystery writer at the time. 3 days later, Archie's brother gets a letter, which I think is odd that he receives.
His brother would get it. Yeah. Okay.
From Agatha saying that she hadn't been feeling well and that she was going to a spa in Yorkshire for rest and treatment.
Hmm.
Police were skeptical. And they left open the possibility that perhaps Agatha had taken her own life. They dredged a local lake called the Silent Pool.
That's terrifying.
That's what I put. It's the creepiest name for a lake I've ever heard.
Don't go in that one.
Local lore also said the lake was bottomless.
Okay, no, thank you.
Definitely not going in that ever.
How do you dredge it then?
And that's a very good point.
How'd she get in there?
They must have found out it wasn't. Agatha was not in
the lake. Oh, she's not. Okay.
So a week goes by and there are zero sightings of her. Absolutely no one has seen Agatha since the night she left her home. But this is when everyone learns that Agatha had written 3 letters before she left home that night.
Okay.
One was to her secretary. And this one was given to police. It didn't have very much interesting information in it. It was basically just like normal stuff, okay. kind of like a schedule of things. It was right. almost
here
like
things I need to get done.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to be gone. Here's some things to take care yeah. of. Right. But in that letter, there's one thing she said. I must get away. I cannot stay here much longer. Mm-hmm. But you can read that in a million different ways.
Right.
And it certainly doesn't sound.
No, it just sounds like she was overwhelmed and yeah, she just needed been through a lot. To get out for a hot minute.
Yeah. The Clear second was to her brother-in-law, Archie's brother.
Okay.
Now, I'm unclear if this is the same letter that I already referenced.
Right.
But I don't think it is because people make a point that this letter was destroyed and we're not sure what was in it.
Hmm.
The third letter was to Archie, and he refused to tell anyone what the letter said.
What?
Only that it was personal. And it was also destroyed.
They didn't call out Nancy or nothing.
I'm sure.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
So at this point, I don't think it was public knowledge that he had been having an affair. Mm. No one knew about it.
And he said, I got to get a rub of this.
But water. Agatha knew. Obviously. Yeah. So police had three theories. One, Agatha had been abducted and or murdered.
Oh.
Two, Agatha died by suicide. Three, Agatha had deliberately disappeared.
Hmm.
Which, there's not very many other possibilities.
Right. Like, what okay. else is it going to be?
The fourth one would be, like, that she She's had an accident and or some sort oh. of medical emergency, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's the only that would be I great. Sat there forever, like, well, what else is there?
Right.
I guess there's that.
Shouldn't take another lover into the attic or
There were some more searches. Bloodhounds got involved. Spiritualists held a seance at Ooh, the chalk what? Pit where her car had been found.
Oh, my gosh.
They determined that she had met foul play. People started wondering, maybe she's in London. Maybe she's in disguise.
Mm.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle,
uh-huh.
a fellow mystery writer, mm-hmm. he asks a clairvoyant to help. And he like gives the clairvoyant one of Agatha's gloves. He's like, here, use this. Go.
Yeah. Go do your thing.
Do you get a sense of anything? And then either 9 or 10, I'm not clear, days after she disappeared, the head waiter at the Hydropathic Hotel in Harrogate, Yorkshire.
Perfect.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Calls police because he's like, you know what? There's this really outgoing, lively, charismatic South African guest here named Teresa Neal.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's actually Agatha Christie.
Oh.
So Archie goes along with police
oh, does
to
he?
The hotel and they take a seat in the corner of the hotel dining room.
Okay.
And he's sitting at this table and he watches as Agatha yeah. walks in. And she doesn't know they're there. And she takes a seat at a different table. And she picks up a newspaper and reads the front page story about her own disappearance. Yeah. Archie gets up. This is my favorite part.
Oh, my gosh.
This is like the sole reason that I was like, I'm definitely going to do this one.
Oh, my gosh.
He gets up. He walks over to her table. And here's a quote. Witnesses noted a general air of puzzlement and little recognition for the man to whom she had been married for nearly 12 years. It's like that Mariah Carey meme, like, no, don't know her. Don't
no,
know her.
No, don't know her.
She just walks over and she's like, and you are?
Can I help you? You want my autograph?
I don't know. Who are you?
Yeah.
There's a quote in a newspaper article about this that says, that she had escaped detection so long is not regarded as particularly complimentary to the astuteness of the many thousands of police who have been out watching for her, especially since she appears to have taken no steps to hide her identity beyond adopting a new name. Which I also found wildly
She's
entertaining.
Like, wear a wig or
no, nothing, no, her. Just a different gosh. Name. Okay. So the mystery here is no one knows exactly what happened here.
Right.
There's been speculation that she had a nervous breakdown due to losing her mother and finding out about her husband's affair. Some people thought it was a publicity stunt, but her secretary, because they started saying this before they found her, and her secretary adamantly denied this. It's just like she's too much of a lady to ever do such a thing. Archie said his wife had suffered a concussion in the car accident and had amnesia. And two doctors later corroborated this story.
Okay.
I'm just not sure if they corroborated that she definitely had a concussion or if they corroborated that, yes, sometimes a concussion can cause amnesia. Not
from an accident like this. Yeah.
Archie also said he didn't know of any meaning behind the name that Agatha had used to check into the hotel.
Mm.
Teresa Neal.
Yeah.
Sometimes Tressa Neal, depending on the article.
Yeah.
And his wife didn't know of any special meaning to it either.
Really?
But if you'll remember, Archie's girlfriend's name is Nancy Neal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is just some like A-plus level
In
trolling.
Your face.
I think Agatha was like, you know what?
Yeah.
My name's Neil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nancy's my sister.
Nancy.
Uh-huh. Nancy's dad is quoted in the paper.
Oh my gosh.
As saying he had no idea why Agatha would use his family's name and that his daughter is super upset about it.
Oh, really? Sorry, she's like Nancy. In her room crying.
And there's just no reason at all to associate Nancy with anything regarding Agatha's disappearance.
Really? No. How absurd.
So 15 months later, Agatha and Archie are divorced. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, Agatha remarried to an archaeologist named Max Mallowan.
How cool.
And Archie remarried as well
mm-hmm.
to Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Agatha never spoke about this incident. She did an interview once at one time later, and she doesn't explain it then. She at least discusses that it happened, but doesn't say why.
Okay.
Even in her autobiography, which wasn't published until after she died, she just like...
skims over
it. Hardly even talks about the end mm-hmm. of her marriage. She just basically is like, there's no point in dwelling on it.
Yeah,
and there's a lot.
It's over.
A friend of hers said Agatha refused to talk about it to anyone. It was a real no-go.
Oh.
So that's it.
What a cool story.
I could buy into the car mm-hmm. accident theory mm-hmm. if it wasn't for the last name.
Right.
And I think it's possible, because you know how it said that the car had gotten away and the only thing that stopped it was the bushes? Mm-hmm. I wonder if she had, like, done something to, like, she had thought the car would go into chalk pit.
Yeah.
And then once it ran to those bushes, she was like, gosh, you know.
I gotta get
off. She's by herself, so yeah. What could she do? I think maybe she meant to fake her own death.
Yeah.
I don't know what the plan was.
Was she gonna maybe, like, leave there and go somewhere else and start
I have no idea.
Life? I don't know.
Was she, I mean, but she had that kid is what I keep thinking.
Right.
But what about Rosalind? Were mm-hmm. you just gonna leave Rosalind? Or, I mean, was she just trying to get Archie's attention?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't want me anymore? What if I was dead? Maybe she just want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But the fact that she used Neil as the last name.
And that the dad was like, I don't know why she do this. My daughter is so angry about it.
Yeah. There's no reason to connect her to this.
Why would you do that? And then they get married.
I also think it's interesting that the hotel person that called described her as like lively and outgoing because... at least from what I have read about her as a child, she was pretty shy. Like,
yeah, quiet.
And quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, does she just like...
take on a different personality?
Mm-hmm. Just as a way of dealing with what she was dealing with?
Or was she like maybe coming up with a new character?
Or how much had she even thought through?
Right.
Even. Like, was it just... she just needed to get away?
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. this... my mom has died. My husband is cheating on me.
Right.
With a 25-year-old.
Exactly.
I need to escape. And she was also on deadline for her fourth book.
Mm.
I don't know how much that was weighing on her, but
yeah,
maybe she just needed a break from her life.
Yeah. How wild.
Louise, thank you for sending that to us.
That's fun.
It's really fascinating. There's so much I didn't know there. So, all right. We love you
so much.
Goodbye.